Taking a look at our sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. The attorney for Colin Kaepernick says he sees the Panthers and Patriots as potential landing spots for that quarterback as he's settled his suit with the league. Tim Tebow was asked to play in the new football league, as was Colin Kaepernick. They both did not want to do it. So, like I said, they settled their grievances with the NFL, so you're all set there. We will go on to baseball. Albert Pujols is really looking forward to a spring training. We don't see anything about the two big lands out there. Aaron Judge says he's fully healthy entering the spring training. Robinson Cano says he feels like 25, not 36. He's reporting to the Mets, of course, and that means those pills that he takes obviously are working, making him younger and younger and younger. Sam, we'll have to see what happens with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. So there you go. CC Sabathia had a nice press conference this weekend with his family, announcing his retirement at the end of the year. Congratulations, CC. You have been a great acquisition that the Yankees have had, and you deserve all the accolades. You delivered. You were brought in to bring a world championship, and you were one of the main cogs of that world championship. And you've been a great leader in the clubhouse and a good guy all around. CC, we have one more year of CC Sabathia, and that is it. He will do it. Every away game that he plays at a home stadium this year, he will bring in and pay for youth to come see the games. Every away game. There's 81 away games, 162 game season. And out of those 80-some away games, it's probably like about 30 teams. So he's going to supply tickets for like 150 kids for each game. So that's CC Sabathia. All right, and that is a check on sports, minus Mike Conti this morning on Robinhood Radio.